my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely fantastically wonderful day today. It's a great day down here in Florida. Busy at Health Masters, getting everybody's orders out, and we got some pretty nice weather today. And it's always nice to have customers and friends and listeners stop by. We had Roxanne, her son, stopped by yesterday and got some product and basically talked to him for a while about a lot of stuff that's going on. It's always nice. So I always encourage people, if you're down in Florida and you want to stop by the office, feel free. We're pretty much here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So be sure to stop by and say, hey, we always appreciate the continued support. And as always, be sure to check out anything you need on the website at healthmasters.com with lots of specials going on. Huge sales, even including the resveratrol, 20% off. And we got different kits, magnesium brain food capsules on sale, the ultimate D3 10,000 with K2 on sale right now, so be sure to check that out. Now, it's interesting, as I was looking at today, is the day that actually the FDA is going to be meeting with their final advisory council committee to grant the emergency use authorization of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID shots for 6-month-old to 4-year-olds. And it's very disturbing to see this continue to roll out. They're saying that the shots should all be ready by June 20th. And what I did not know this, and this is the end of last week, quietly, the Biden administration ordered 10 million doses of the COVID injection for kids under 5, which is 3 shots that are 3 micrograms per shot, which I already told you guys in detail when I started finding out about this, how bizarre this is and how sick it is. But what's interesting about this, I found out today is when they're supposed to be approving the shot for emergency use, whatever this is supposed to mean anymore. This approval, emergency use, obviously this doesn't mean anything anymore. There is no rule of law or requirements or ethics or anything with the FDA anymore. There is no significant there's no requirement for emergency use for these children, as far as there's no demand for it. These kids are not dying. Very few children even catch COVID, much less have ever even died directly from COVID that have been healthy. The numbers are literally so minuscule, they don't really even show up in any type of statistical significance when you look at them. I mean, it's like 0.000014. I mean, there's no probability if you have a healthy, young, safe child that basically you take care of. What's interesting, they already bought 10 million doses to start running all these shots for all these kids all across the country. Now, what's disturbing about this as well, you know, I was reading some more articles about it, it's going to be the exact same thing. There's no long-term testing been on this at all, just like the other ones. Doesn't stop transmission or infection at all. There's zero manufacturer liability at all. They have 100% immunity to what happens to all these children. There's basically no requirement or need for this shot whatsoever in the community. And, you know, there's something else I was talking to somebody about last night. And I said, how is a 6-month-old or a 1-year-old supposed to tell you that they're experiencing myocarditis or pericarditis? Anybody figure that out? When their heart is starting to swell up and inflame, and their rib cage and their cartilage is starting to expand, and it's unbelievably painful, what are they going to do? All they're going to do is be able to cry. They're 6 months old. What happens when their heart starts pressing into their left lung and they start to have fluid buildup in their lung and they have a hard time breathing? There's labored breathing because their heart's expanding. Like, his parents are just going to have to take them to the doctor as soon as there's these issues? You know, tell them what's wrong with it? There is no legitimate scenario under any aspect of normality that this would be a good idea to start using RNA gene therapy on young children, period, much less adults. I've already told you guys the deep research on that. But the very fact that we're seeing grown, developed adults have unbelievably severe side effects from this shot all across the world, but yet now we're suddenly saying that this is a good idea, we need to just keep rolling this shot out and start injecting 6-month-olds. No, we're already seeing now a massive uptick in children catching some cases. They're showing up, these kids, they said some of these kids are showing up to the doctor's office with up to 3 viral infections. It's not COVID. article came up here from Daily Mail, bringing it right up. They said children are showing up to doctors being infected with up to three viruses at a time because the COVID measures have worn down their immune system and made them vulnerable to illnesses. Now, I'm going to correct their statement on here. It's not all of the COVID measures. A lot of this is because these children have now been rolling up their sleeves again and getting shot up with more of their yearly and monthly and, you know, half year shots that they continue to tell them to get at the pediatric. And the problem with it is too, and this is an exact example of why Dad and I absolutely raised Cain over there at the Polk County board member meeting, school board member meeting in April 2021. And I walked in there with literally a stack of research about 2 inches thick. And I went through and I read them as quickly as I could get through and basically talked to them. And I said, why in the world does all the research right here tell you that young children wearing masks all day that are building up with all types of different bacteria, which we saw in the one study where they took used masks from children and they sent them off, they're contaminated with up to 13 different types of bacteria on these masks, and yet the children are being told to breathe through these damp, bacteria-ridden masks for 7, 8, 9 hours a day, or else they're basically reprimanded and put in detention or sent home. I said, what do you think happens when you have these young children and all they're doing is being exposed to this all day long? It massively shuts down their immune system because their body's overloaded. They can't get out the toxins out of their lungs because all they do all day long is breathe in garbage through these disgustingly just contaminated masks. And they finally dropped the mask mandate after that night, after it went on and on and on for way too many months. This has, I think, been one of the primary reasons on why these children are becoming so sick, along with the nutrient density in the food now has become absolutely horrific. Remember, most kids don't take any type of true multivitamins. I mean, a lot of parents give them like Flintstone garbage. I mean, that stuff's worse than giving them candy. It's got aspartame and everything else in it. And so a lot of these kids are massively depleted in nutrients because of their diet and lack of nutrition. The ultimate multiple chewables are probably one of the biggest kid sellers we have because they taste great, and you're actually getting true bioavailable B vitamins and nutrients in a multivitamin that tastes good. That's why so many kids take it all the time. My kids love them. They always want more. I'm like, no, you only need this many. You know, they're not candy. And so it's so important that you keep the children healthy because they were exposed to a lot of the stuff, especially if they were in the school system and they were having to wear these stupid masks all the time. And, of course, that's why I continue to encourage people, make sure you make a true, informed decision about vaccines before you start allowing some pediatrician to tell you that they have to pump your child full of shots because, well, it's science. Guys, they're also telling you right now that it's science for six-month-olds to be injected with RNA experimental gene therapy that's getting emergency use today for no legitimate reason whatsoever, and there are no long-term safety studies or any research that is showing this thing's even safe. They used a small test sample of children when they were testing this in the clinical trials. And from what I've been researching, the numbers are unbelievably skewed. We're supposed to believe that Pfizer is doing legitimate clinical trials when we now have seen from the clinical trials they did with human beings, that they skipped animals, went right to human beings because of Operation Warp Speed back in 2020, that we see now that there was not any legitimacy to the vaccine being effective, that it had a 12% effective rate the first 7 days, and then it went down to a negative effective rate after that, that there were no long-term health studies, and that we see now everything they pretty much did was fabricated, or they skewed it, with over 1,200 participants dying in the clinical trials. Yet we're supposed to believe Pfizer and the FDA when they're now telling us that six-month-olds are supposed to get this shot and it's totally safe and effective. Get the truth out there, my friends, because this isn't going to be over anytime soon. The longer that people continue to comply and continue to go along with this absolute nonsense, the more it's going to happen. I really, really hope we see an absolutely horrific vaccine schedule as far as nobody wants to get it. I hope nobody wants to get this shot for their kids, and I hope 99.99% of the parents decline this shot and refuse to have their children get this shot. And there's basically no uptake of this vaccine at all, because it's not even a vaccine, it's gene therapy in these young children. I really do. I hope enough Americans are awake enough to now. And the only way to get it out there is to show people the truth and send them research and say, hey, listen, this is not what you think it is. Why, if this is something you're even considering, why don't you wait 6 months, considering the fact that this whole COVID theater thing has been long over for a while and the children are not at risk? Why don't we just wait and see 12 months what happens to all these children that get shot up if they actually get it? I really hope and pray a lot of parents stay strong and smart on this, but I wanted to bring that up out here today. The administration already bought 10 million doses of the shot for children last week, and it is now just getting emergency use today, which shows you this whole thing has already been pre-planned and pre-prepped from the beginning to roll this out onto young children to compromise their immune systems and cause who knows what level of issues long term down the road, with their bodies not even developed yet to be able to have an immune system that can handle this type of exposure and basically just onslaught of toxins going in their body. Deb, what do you think?
It's sad, but the reality is that the vast majority of the people that have currently been vaccinating their children will continue to vaccinate even with this, because it's going to be added to the shot schedule now. It won't make any difference. The pediatrician will do the same thing he's done now for the past 30, 40 years and say, if you do not take the vaccines, you cannot come to my practice. You cannot have your child come into my office, because I won't make my subsidies from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, because I won't have a high enough percentage of people vaccinated, children vaccinated. This is gene therapy on children. And you made a very, really, you know, absolutely horrible point, but it's true nonetheless. You know, 6-month-old child is having chest pains. All he's going to do is scream, or all she's going to do is scream. They can't talk to the doctor. It's going to be horrible for the families, for the physicians, for everybody. And the physicians will continue to inject this clot shot into the children and won't think and won't read. And won't look at any alternatives, because they've been basically blackmailed or brainwashed or basically, you know, induced through bribery to do what they're being told to do. We need to understand something. And it's so important. The CDC and the FDA, these groups are all linked together now. They're corrupt organizations that serve as marketing agents for Big Pharma. They're trying to institutionalize the failed COVID protocols, and facts mean nothing. Facts mean nothing to the CDC, the NIH, or the FDA. These organizations share in the Big Pharma's monopoly profits. They have no time or energy for public health, truth, or integrity, and they're paid by Big Pharma to serve as marketing agents. This is all about marketing. The COVID pandemic was created in order to serve Big Pharma profits. We got to realize that. Including the release of that Wuhan virus, which is very, very real, can kill people, but has a very low mortality rate if you have supplements in your body and your body has a strong immune system. As Americans are so gullible and so easily deceived, the successful marketing model has been institutionalized. You know, the final thing is going to end up that we're not going to have any free choice on health care in the United States anymore. Sharon and I are 65 now, and 66, and we're qualified for the Medicare and all the other stuff that they give us at 65. And now we just found out we've got to pay literally huge amounts of money now just to get Part B on the Medicare. And every time we get another letter from Social Security, it goes up and goes up and goes up and goes up, because we're not retired yet. And so they want to charge us much, much more than the health care program that I have right now is. So we've canceled the whole Part B because it's all set up. It's all set up for the United States to fail, all of it. And they're trying their best. You know, I told you years ago about when you have this marketing program with the Fed in the phony money, and how we continually borrow money with the money that we borrowed, as far as the interest never being put into circulation. And I've covered this multiple times on the show. I won't do it again today. That the national debt continues to increase, to increase, to increase, to increase, until it gets to the point where there is literally no paying back the national debt, because the money simply doesn't exist. New Zealand tech CEO Kim.com, he did a math on the United States and the sovereign debt, and he tweeted a thread about it. And he said that the U.S. is spending and the debt have spiraled out of control, and the government can only raise the money it needs by printing more of it, which means hyperinflation is guaranteed. He says it's been going on for decades, and the only reason the U.S. has gotten away with it because it's the U.S. reserve currency. He said when the government prints trillions, it's thereby robbing Americans and the entire world of what it calls the biggest theft in history. Says the total U.S. debt is at $90 trillion, which together with $169 trillion in U.S. unfunded liabilities totals $259 trillion, which is $778,000 per U.S. citizen, or $2 million right now owed by each taxpayer in the United States. Those are the real numbers, guys. And that doesn't even include the derivative liability that every time something happens to a big bank or a big lending institution, the government signs on to that debt and we have to absorb that again, like we did back in 2008. The derivatives are unbelievable. There's quadrillions of dollars in derivative debt that can't be paid back. Now, the value of all the U.S. assets combined, every piece of land, all real estate, all savings, all companies, all corporations, all mom-and-pop businesses, everything that all citizens, businesses, entities in the state is worth about $193 trillion. Our total debt on paper without the derivatives is $259 trillion minus our total net worth, you know, which means $193 trillion, equals a negative $66 trillion, imagine that 66 again, of debt and liabilities after every asset in the U.S. has been sold off and the United States has been liquidated as a corporation. So even if the U.S. could sell sell off everything, it would still be $66 trillion in debt. This is where the Great Reset comes in, and it is controlled demolition of the global markets, economies, and the world as we know it. It's a shift in the new dystopian future where the entities are the masters of the slaves without the cosmetics of a democracy. You know, the world's changed so much in recent years, and now nothing seems to make sense. You know, this blatant corruption and obvious gaslighting propaganda, that's when you continually turn the gaslight down, 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 telling people it's not being turned down, is a movie that was done years ago. The gaslighting propaganda media and the erosion of our rights, you know, where's this going to end? What's the end game? Well, the end game is basically from the World Economic Forum. Well, we'll own nothing. It's a giant pyramid scheme. The people perpetrating the pyramid scheme are the international Kabbalist Luciferian bankers. They're in charge of everything. And they're going to sacrifice humanity because they're of their father Lucifer, the children of the devil. Jesus says that in John chapter, you know, in the book of John. And they're going to sacrifice humanity in order to maintain their system. The world economic system is being collapsed. The food supply is being destroyed. The energy that we rely on is being curtailed and eliminated. They want us to own nothing. This entire Ukraine theater, and we told you this to start with. I told you I didn't believe any of it when it started. It's being used to cut down food production. It's being used to shut down fuel production. It's being used not to buy Russian oil or gas anymore. Everything that the Biden administration has done, which he didn't do it, he's been told what to do, has gone further to destroy the United States and cause hyperinflation. Ukraine has been a theater. Now, they're saying that the eastern part of Ukraine will be completely controlled by the Russians within a couple of weeks. They're going to the beaches again. They're going to the swimming pools again. They're having fun down there again in Ukraine. And, you know, I don't even know how much of this actual war actually happened, or was it the movie Wag the Dog again? But Russia's in the middle of this stuff, too. Russia hasn't launched, you know, a preemptive nuclear strike. You know, we haven't launched a nuclear strike, which we are not going to do. I told you that a long time ago. We're not going to do it because the entities that run the planet aren't going to allow it. And all of this is just more theater, more orchestrated events. They're giving Russia what Russia wants, so it will continue to participate. And then we're giving positive stuff like we talked about yesterday from Putin. And we, you know, when we talk about how we're talking about the Gulag Archipelago and have made it required reading, all of this stuff is just theater, 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 theater. This is the model. And I mentioned this, and I didn't explain what I meant by this. This is the British MI6 model of information distribution of lies. What they did in World War II, they discovered with MI6 that if they gave all lies to Germany via the propaganda machines, via the radio, via their agents in the sleeper cells, that Germany didn't believe any of it. But they learned if they gave Germany 90% truth of stuff that Germany already knew, but they could verify that it was true, and then 10% lies, that the German people, the German government, the German military would believe the entire 100% because 90% of it was truth. And this is the exact same model they've used now with social media and with the mainstream media. Of course, mainstream media, they've tried to do 90% anymore. It's like 50-50, 50% lies, 50% truth. And the truth they give you stuff that you already know anyhow, so they're not divulging any kind of secret. They're just lying to you about the rest of it. But it was all worked on with MI6 and World War II with the code breakers. That's how they developed this whole model from a psychiatric standpoint and a psychological standpoint to make people believe the lie. And this is what you see with so many, how should I say, alt media shows right now. They're giving you 90% truth. He's like, oh, he's a real patriot. He's telling us the truth. Blah, blah, blah. He's been deplatformed and he's had his accounts frozen. And he's been in lawsuits and he's got this and he's got that. But in the meantime, they just continue to pump out the 10% lies and get paid on the side by the CIA. both men and women. I know another woman who was basically involved in all this stuff. I knew her well, actually. And then I found out from her husband later that she was involved in all of this stuff. And basically was going to get a dishonorable discharge from the military. And they came to her and said, we're going to – let's put you on radio and you're going to be a disinformation agent for us and we're going to give you an honorable discharge. Oh, yeah, I could tell you stories. But everything. Former BlackRock, you know, stock picker Ed Dowd, he believes the entire COVID sham was created as a cover for the financial collapse and the new lockdowns are coming. They're trying to mitigate the inevitable violence by locking us down in chaos that we can expect to be witnessing on the streets. We also saw how Dr. Mike Yeadon, former Pfizer vice president who's telling the truth, believes that COVID and the death shot are an elaborate hoax engineer a collapse of sovereign currencies to bring in the Great Reset and the introduction of programmable central bank digital currencies for a wholly controlled population, which the people will not be able to buy food unless the algorithms, AI, permit them to buy food and the undesirables can basically starve to death via artificial intelligence. And this is where we've been going now for years and years and years and years. And you kind of sit back and you look at it and you go, wow, how in the world can this be it? But the reality is we're here. We're in the middle of it. And that, and to throw everything else into it, they throw the transgender mess into it. And they tell everybody that everybody needs to be a transgender now so they'd be closer to their God. They don't tell you that, but that's what they believe because their God's a hermaphrodite. I mentioned this on yesterday's show. I've got a good friend of mine. He's 71 years old. Good friend. I've known him for 30 years. He used to sell me RVs way back in the day. He's retired now. And he has a son who's a master sergeant. His son's got four kids, brilliantly decorated serviceman. He's retired now. He's working with the military in order to help transition people from the military life into the real world. He's 48 years old. And my friend has bragged on his son since I've known him for 30 years. My son's this, my son's that, my son's this, my son's doing great. On and on and on. I've always been happy to hear about it because I'm happy for a parent who has a child who's doing well. Well, I talked to my friend this weekend, and he told me his son now, who's 48 years old, has decided he's going to transition to become a female. And I said to him when he said that, I said, what? I said, you're joking, right? And he goes, no. He's going to basically become a woman. He's already on the hormonal changes as a hormonal therapy to transition. And I said, well, how is he justifying this? He says, well, he wants to be a girl. He goes, we don't know what to do. He's destroyed his relationship with me, destroyed his relationship with his wife, destroyed his relationship with his children. But it doesn't matter. This is what he wants. And now he's already seen five active tours of duty in, you know, in places like Iraq, you know, in Afghanistan and all over the world. And now he basically decided he wants to be a woman. And now why is that? Well, the media and the government has decided to pay for sex transition changes, you know, and different things that they're doing through the media. You go into the military. I had a friend of ours get married a few years ago. In fact, it was one of Austin's friends, and we got invited to the wedding. And there were a whole bunch of people there that were basically transgenders and gays and lesbians in the military. You know, remember Obama pushed this, and then Trump stopped it, and then Biden put it back in again for the military to pay for transition surgery. And so they're promoting this agenda. And this is what happens with the world when the world leaves the teachings of Jesus Christ and God Almighty. And they start living the life they want to live and believing the lie. Let me read you something out of Romans real quick. This is a really good – I've quoted it before, but I'm going to read it to you this time. Basically, it's Romans chapter 1, verse 18. I'm going to read about 10 verses here. The wrath of God – is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. So that people are without excuse. In other words, you know there's a God by looking around you. You know there's a God by looking at the stars at night. You know there's a God by looking at the once blue skies we used to have and how beautiful the earth is. You know there's a God. Isn't this happened by accident? Verse 21, for although they knew God and they neither glorified him or as God or gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and they exchanged the glory of immortal God for images made to look like mortal human beings and birds and animals and reptiles. Now we're talking about the worshiping of Baal and Moloch and Asherah and basically sacrificing their children to these demonic entities and walking away from God. Now, why is it people walk away from God? What does Lucifer do to them that makes them walk away from the Most High? What he does, he lies to them. He tells them that they're going to be as a god, that he's going to give them all of this stuff, all of these incredible riches and fortune and fame on this planet. Let's look at Christine Aguilera. I'm not going to tell you she went to the concert. We went full perversion on this concert. You know, she's another Disney child, another groomed Disney brat. And, you know, and she really has a good voice, and she's really pretty when, you know, she's her weight's down, and yet she's still walking around dressed really like a transgender. I'm not going to go any further than that. On the stage, total perversion. They've given over what they know that God wanted them to be for the lust in their hearts. You see this with children. You do. Your parents are Christians, but the child doesn't want to be a Christian. The child wants to serve Baal or Moloch or Asher or pick any other demon god, or wants to be involved in witchcraft. They start hanging out with the wrong kids. Then this child starts making really stupid choices, starts lying and stealing and cheating and going on and on and on and on. And pretty soon the child becomes totally reprobate. And you think, what the heck just happened? They were raised in a godly household. Yes, but they have freedom of choice. They have freedom of will. And they get caught up in the ways of the world. They watch this stuff with Kim Kardashian, all the perversion in her family and her life, and they look at all the pictures they post. You got all these women now that have these big puffy lips. They got these giant liver lips. I'm not picking on you. If you've done it, I got it, okay? That's the look nowadays. It's very trendy, but people are doing that. Young teenagers are doing that because they want to look like the Kardashians or somebody else who's got giant puffy lips. And so they get these injections, and they don't have any idea what's going to happen to these injections in 10 or 15 or 20 years, if they're going to be deformed from it. And some of them were beautiful before they did some of these surgeries, and now they basically look awful. They get these buttocks implants. Instead of wanting to work out and do squats and lunges, they get buttock implants. They get calf implants. They get all kinds of other things done to their bodies. And if some of that, you do that kind of stuff and you want to do certain things and it's not some trendy thing and you just want to do it to please your husband or to make you feel better with your self-esteem, I don't have a problem with that. But don't take any of that stuff to the extreme and start doing all this weird stuff, because it's not of God. It really isn't. And then goes on to say, wow. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and the wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what has been known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. That's how it starts. Therefore, God gave them over to their sinful desires of their hearts for sexual impurity. Then what does it mean he gave them over? He just didn't stop it. He didn't just go down there and slap them upside the head like he did Paul on the road to Damascus and say, hey, you got to stop it. He didn't do that. He said, look, give you freedom of will. If this is what you want to do, do what you want to do. I'm not going to force you. You're not a robot, right? Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts and to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and they worship and serve created things like money and prestige and, you know, and houses and cars and whatever they wanted that they bought or they basically stole or married into. And they serve created things rather than the Creator who forever praised them, who is forever praised. Because of this, listen to this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. They turned into lesbians. In the same way, the men who abandoned natural relations with women were inflamed with lust for one another. They turned into queers, homosexuals. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty of their error. We're talking about AIDS here right now. Yeah, we are. We're talking about AIDS and we're talking about monkeypox. Now they're finding out that 99% of all monkeypox is for gays, for queers, who've had multiple sex partners. And look at all the stuff that happened with the AIDS in the 80s. All this crazy stuff these guys are involved in. So it says they receive in themselves, in their own bodies, the due penalty for their error. He goes on to say, furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, we talked about this yesterday, and God gave them over to a depraved mind, so that they do what ought not to be done, they have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. Now we're talking Rothschild banking cartel. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. That's what they do with all their porn crap. They disobey their parents. That's the children who follow this way. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. In verse 32 it says, although they know God's righteous decree and those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but they also approve of those who practice them. Guys, when is the last time you heard that preached from your pulpit on Sunday morning? I'm waiting. When's the last time you heard a preach like that? All I did was read it. When is the last time you heard it read from your pulpit? And this is exactly why we're in the situation we're in. There are natural laws that God gave us. There are natural principles that God gave us in His Word. You know, they're kind of like called the Ten Commandments, not called the Ten Suggestions. And yet we still think that we can do whatever we want to do in our own perversion and not have consequences to it. I mean, why do you think they did the internet? Why do you think they did the porn? Why do you think they did all this stuff? They did all of it was to basically drag people deeper and deeper into this Kabbalist, Luciferian controlled ditch to make them easier to control, either through blackmail or through perversion or through the lust in their hearts or through drug addiction with the opiates. Through prescription drug addiction, they've done everything they can now to basically through pharmakia to destroy God's people. That's what the Bible says. It says it in the book of Revelation. I've read it to you multiple times. There's sorcerers and wizards and witches and weirdos. That's who runs the planet. And once you get it, you start to see it. But so many people in alt media will not put any of the spiritual aspects into this. They will not do it. It's so important that we all remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this word that had been written 2,000 years ago applies to us just like it did to the people in that era. It really does. We've got to stand firm in the Word of God. We've got to stand firm with righteousness. And we have to do what God wants us to do. Because it's not because He's punishing us. He's trying to tell us there's a better way. There's a way that you can be blessed. There's a way you can be healthy. There's a way you can bring honor and glory to Him and to your family. Just follow the Word of God and do what's right in God's eyes, not in your own eyes. And that's what is so important. You see, parents do it all the time. They enable their children to do drugs. They give them money to do drugs. I'm not joking. I've seen it. They don't tell them not to do drugs. They don't take care of their kids properly. They don't teach them the way they should go. And they see things happen. And then again, you have the same children who were taught properly by their parents who took them to church every Sunday. And yet the children follow this example that's given in the book of Romans about how they follow what they want to follow. They follow what their itching ears want to hear, like it says in Timothy, and they follow the lie because they don't want to be told what to do by God. And so not only do they rebel against their parents, they rebel against God. Well, God said, I can't do this, so I'm going to do it. Well, wait a minute. God's not trying to torture you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to teach you a more excellent way. It's not because He's trying to be mean. It's ridiculous. He's trying to say, hey, look, you don't want to kill your kids and sacrifice them to the altar of Baal or the altar of vaccines. You don't do all that. You don't want to do all that. It's not good. It's not healthy. It's not good for the general population. It's going to go bad. Now, why does He say that to you? Because He's omnipresent. He knows what every fractal timeline will do with every decision you make, and He knows that for every single person in the universe, or being, or whatever you want to call it in the universe. He knows what every single choice is going to make in all these timelines and all of the fractal possibilities all at once. He's omnipresent. He's also omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. So when He tells you not to do certain things, He knows that if you do certain things, that fractal timeline is going to go in a certain direction that you don't want to go. And it's going to cause all kinds of precipitating incidents that are going to affect you for the rest of your life. He's got that. And He understands it. That's why He tries to warn you about it. But we as created beings, we want to be rebellious because I guess we're created in His image. We want to make our own choices and do our own things, even though He's trying to help us and trying to teach us. But we don't want to do what He wants in many cases. We want to do what – even Paul says it. He says, I do the things that I know that I'm not supposed to do. The things that I'm supposed to do, those are the things I don't do. And we've all got to do better. We've all got to continue to preach the truth about Jesus Christ and who He is and realize that we can do all things through Jesus because He came here for us to deliver us from the evil one so that we can have life with God for eternity. That's what He did for us. And all He asks is that you do the best you possibly can and realize through the Holy Spirit, if you're doing something wrong – you know it ain't right. Repent and ask God to forgive you and ask Him to help you to do better. But don't endorse other people's depravity and say it's okay. They're making their own choice. Say it's not okay you're doing this, especially if you're a family member. But you got your choice. But you're going to find out what's going to happen with the consequences. But I'm not going to endorse you, nor am I going to enable you. That's the thing we haven't done. Pastors enable their congregations to do whatever they should and ought to do because they're afraid of losing giving units and they're not telling the people the truth. They're not. In vast majority of the cases. And they preach that God is good. And God is good. God is great. God is wonderful. But God is also sovereign. He's also righteous. And He's also very, very careful that when He brings judgment on the population of the planet, He does it because of what their actions were and what they did. We've got to understand that. It goes all the way back to the Old Testament. We've got to always try to bring honor and glory to him. And if we don't make it to what he wants us to do, which none of us are going to do because none of us are perfect like God is and Jesus is, then we just ask for forgiveness and ask God to lead and guide us, like I mentioned earlier. That's all we can do. And if we do it that way, then we see things in our life change and we see all this protection from God on us all of the time. And then all of a sudden, it's like our children are doing great, unless they choose to go sideways. That's their choice. And our lives go well. And if we don't, you'll see what happens. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Put it to you that way. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. I said this yesterday. If you're not constantly talking to your friends about Jesus and telling them who he is and what he did for you, you're not helping them. You're really not. You're just enabling them. Always tell them the truth based upon what the scripture and the word of God says. I have a friend of mine right now, and she sent me a text the other day. She says, I'm so blessed that, you know, we met you, her husband and I. And I said, I feel the ditto. She goes, you know, you send us information that we don't get from anywhere else. And it's true, isn't it? Don't we all want to be that person, that woman? You know, we've got brilliant people sitting in this show. We got Carmen. We've got Gene. We've got Sherry. We've got Lee. We got all these people who listen to the show all the time who give me feedback and tell us what we need to do to improve the show or make the show better. And here's the thing I've always got, and here's the common denominator. Keep preaching Jesus. Keep preaching Jesus. Nobody else does that. This is turning into a sermonette today, and I wasn't expecting to do this. But guys, 99% of the monkeypox victims are queers, and we're supposed to be concerned about monkeypox? Well, I'm not a queer. I'm not concerned about monkeypox. Now they're going to start doing injections and, you know, with monkeypox. You watch. See what happens with all this crazy stuff. And now 6 months old who can't even talk to the doctor and tell them about their chest pain they're having, or they're going to be forced to take vaccines by their stupid parents. I'm going to put it that way. I'm blunt. Their stupid parents who believe the lie. Ugh. Got to stop. I'll keep preaching on this all morning. Austin, what's your next story? What do you think?
It's overwhelming suppressive firepower. That's what they've been doing for the last decade now, and it started primarily under the gay king in Obama. As they continue to promote, they continue to push, they continue to form their narrative, and they don't slow down on it. We've seen this now repeatedly. Like I said the other day, if you told me 10 years ago that we were going to have grown cross-dressing men in libraries reading perverted books to 4- and 5-year-olds and spreading their legs apart, as everybody has seen some of these photos, these weird guys, and you told me that was going to be normal in 10 or 12 years, I probably would have laughed at you. I'd be like, no, bro, we're never going to let it get to that. And then I kind of look back and I'm like, but we did. We're doing it right now. I saw the same photos Dad's talking about, Christina Aguilera, and these kids at this family-friendly pride event is what they called it. Family-friendly pride event. One photo of a grown, another cross-dresser again, laying on the ground with his legs spread with kids sitting 5 feet away from him. Not joking. This is how perverted they're getting. This isn't – and guys, this isn't about people being proud of being themselves. This isn't about people wanting to state that they are gay and that people can't tell them not to be. This is about pure perversion and indoctrination into a younger generation. That's why you've seen so many of these young kids and teenagers now get so confused and they don't know what they are. It was intentional, guys. This wasn't an accident. Once they came out, I told everybody this when it started happening, when Target, under Obama, the store Target made it a specific point that grown cross-dressing males were more than welcome to go use the bathroom in the female's bathroom. I said it, and I will reiterate it again. You can go back and listen to it. I said, if this goes along and people start accepting this and they start thinking this is normal, I said there will be all manners of perversion that start being normalized in this country. And that's exactly where we are right now. Exactly where we're at. Like, that's a symptom of monkeypox. I told you guys from the very beginning. Yet, the CDC just came out yesterday and stated they are working with the FDA to expand testing capacity to include all commercial laboratories to test for monkeypox now. And there's a whopping 50 cases in the entire United States right now, over, what, a month, month and a half since this whole nonsensical lie started. 50. And we're expanding the labs all across the country. And then despite the low transmission rate and it being pretty much 99% among individuals in that community that we just talked about, they're involved in all these very strange activities. Now, the Biden administration said on Sunday they have ordered an additional 500,000 more doses of the monkeypox vaccine. Now, I'm going to clarify this again. I explained this to people a couple weeks ago. Most people did not realize this. The liquid frozen Jynneos, J-Y-N-N-E-O-S is the brand name for it, from company BARDA, for the millions of doses of the monkeypox vaccine. It is not a monkeypox vaccine. This is the smallpox vaccine that they are saying is able to be used for monkeypox. This is listed and labeled as a smallpox vaccine. You can do your own research and look up the adverse event reports from the smallpox vaccine, and it is very rarely ever used anymore. Yet now we're blowing tens of millions of dollars on smallpox vaccines to start injecting to people that are terrified because they believe the lie. Don't even know how this is going to happen as far as in society, what this is going to start doing to people. And here's the next million-dollar question. What happens when you start injecting the smallpox vaccine within a very short duration of the COVID RNA gene therapy shot? Anybody's asked that question yet? Where's the research study on what happens when these shots start intermingling with one another? You start having RNA spike proteins being produced in the body. Now all of a sudden you dump a smallpox injection in the body. What's going to happen? I don't know. I can have some theories on it, but I don't know because nobody's tested it. This is the problem that I run into, and I try to help out so many people. And I've heard this story literally hundreds of times in the office, where somebody will come in the office, they'll say, dude, I need some help. I'm trying to, you know, figure out what to do with all these medications. I'm like, okay, we'll start from the beginning. Well, I went into the doctor's office, and they checked my blood pressure, and it was slightly elevated, and they told me I had to go on blood pressure medication immediately, or else I was going to die. Okay, what was your blood pressure? They tell me what their blood pressure is, and it was minor at best. So how much water are you drinking? Well, I'm not drinking enough. How much coffee are you drinking? I'm probably drinking too much of that. Okay, you're not drinking enough water, you're drinking too much coffee. Try to drop that, you know, and get your blood pressure in control. Well, I'm taking all these blood pressure meds now, and the problem is I started having all these other health issues after I started taking the blood pressure medications. So they put me on another medication, and then that caused another problem. And then I went in, and they said my cholesterol was 201, so they put me on cholesterol medication. Now I feel so horrible, I can't even get out of bed in the morning. I said, well, how'd you feel, you know, the day before you went to the doctor's office on the first time they said you had high blood pressure? I felt great. I felt great. So you felt great then, and now you feel horrible now. And the only variables that have changed is you're on four different medications now. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what's happened. Well, let's do some deductive reasoning here. Could it possibly be that all these medications you're on are having a very significant negative effect on your body, especially when you combine them all together? Yeah, highly probable. And I always tell people, I said, here's the issue that you run into a lot of that. Those medications, singularly, may already be bad. They may already have side effects. I said, but here's the million-dollar point you got to know. None of those medications are ever required by the FDA to be tested in conjunction with other medications. None of them. And most of them, if you do the research on them and if you talk to enough people, you will find that a huge portion of those drugs have building side effects that start growing exponential once you start stacking more drugs on top of more drugs on top of more drugs. And now you reach a point where you're taking drugs to combat the side effects from the drugs you started on from the very beginning, meaning you probably don't ever need any of those drugs, but yet you're now on them to combat the side effects from the original drugs. It starts you on a carousel, a merry-go-round. It gets you on it, and it keeps going faster and faster, and it becomes very difficult to get off of at some point. It can be. That's why I encourage people, before you start going into this stuff and you start going into these medication merry-go-round, do some research. Look at natural options. I've told people this a million times. You've got natural supplements here. You got all types of different things. Try jumping on the vitamin E with the HGH stimulating, the magnesium brain food for your blood pressure. Try increasing your distilled water intake and try cutting back, if you can't cut it all out, on the caffeine intake, or switch over to the purple sticks, you know, and drop the 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee a day. Coffee raises cortisol. Coffee raises blood pressure. using stimulants as a tool, not a crutch, is a very, very important factor I try to convey to people a lot of times. There's certain times, yeah, okay, you got a big presentation in class or you got something you're really prepped for and you know, hey, man, if I drink a cup of coffee or I run a bunch of purple sticks or I stack it with some attention factor and I know what it's going to do, yeah, you're probably going to be really on point. You're probably going to be very aggressive. You're going to be very alert and you're going to be very sharp. You can't function like that 24/7. You can't stay at that peak all of the time. You got to come down eventually and let your adrenals and let your body rest. That's why I even tell people that run the attention factor. I love the attention factor, but I try not to run it more than 4 or 5 days consecutively without a break, because I just feel after a while it doesn't have the same effect. Same thing with caffeine. You got to start taking higher and higher and higher and higher doses to get the same effects of caffeine. Until you reach a point where I've known people before, they're drinking 8, 9, 10 cups of coffee a day and monster energy drinks and Red Bulls, as horrible as those are. I used to be one of them when I was bodybuilding, except I didn't drink those drinks. Started using pre-workouts, started using BC powder, started using coffee, was stacking all of it together to continue to keep training harder and harder and wasn't sleeping because I just had a kid and it led to pericarditis. There's side effects to using enormous amounts of stimulants on a regular basis. So I speak from experience when I tell people, be cautious when you're using a lot of this stuff. Same thing with cholesterol. Cholesterol in most cases is not an issue if you eat healthy. That's why I tell people, if you really have a problem with it, I said, try working on your diet first. Remember, the AMA has intentionally gone in now and they've lowered the cholesterol rating year after year after year. We have a whole article on it, how they continually lower it. Then they reached a point where they started saying, well, if we think that you may possibly could be a cardiac patient at some point in your life, which, by the way, that's total speculation, we think you need to just proactively go on cholesterol medication, even though your cholesterol is perfectly fine. Wait, what? That's like saying, well, I may break my leg at some point in the future. There is a possibility of that. So I should just start taking OxyContin right now to help out for the pain if I at some point in time break my leg. That's the stupidest ideology you could ever put out there. Yes, they say it, blatantly say it. Oh, you need to proactively take a medication so in the event you could have high cholesterol one day. No, guys, it's all designed to rake in billions of dollars a year. Remember, the pharmaceutical industrial complex is a $500 billion a year industry. $500 billion. Last year or the year before that, the last numbers I saw, that $580 billion total sales. Guys, it's an industry for them. You're talking big boy money. That is big boy money. $500 billion in one industry in sales. Yeah, this is what they continually do. This is why they're promoting a shot schedule for six-month-olds for RNA gene therapy. This is why they're rolling out a smallpox vaccine, because 50 people contracted monkeypox, allegedly, and 99% of the research is coming out of the UK is saying it's basically in the gay community. You got to keep doing your research, my friends. You got to stay alert. You got to stay awake. You cannot believe all the fake news out there, because Dad made a very valid point earlier, and he's nailed it on the head. The World War II is where the real propaganda machine really came through, because you had these code breakers back then on both sides of the U.S. and the U.K. and Germany. They were constantly trying to intercept code. They were constantly trying to intercept basically things that were being put out over the radio. This is huge back then. And he's exactly right. That's exactly what they started doing. At first they started putting out just total nonsense. And the Germans realized when they researched and analyzed, they said, this is total fakery. Total faker. There's nothing coming out. It's total fake news. They're trying to give us these coordinates. They're trying to give us this location. It's all fake. They realized pretty quick that it was a total scam. Well, they realized pretty soon, UK did, if you could come in with MI6, you could start putting out all this information that's pretty accurate, and they can verify it. They can look down and say, dude, this is 100%. Oh, what about this one? Oh, we saw this one. Oh, those coordinates are correct. We attacked that one. Then you hit some real ones. Then all of a sudden, they start putting some really, really off-the-wall fake stuff out there to confuse everybody. People believe it. So you have to do your own research. That's why I continue to tell people, and I encourage people, please make sure you're making your own informed decision on stuff. The media right now is doing everything they can to try to censor the truth that's out there. That's why this whole this January 6th clown show that's still going on, that's why I don't report on it much over here. It's all designed to keep the narrative going. The same thing I told you yesterday with that absolute fakery debacle they had up there with that, oh, we've got 31 white white national racists that are all dressed up in the uniforms and have masks on that basically all got arrested in a U-Haul because we had a tip and we found they had a smoke grenade and they had two riot shields. I don't know about y'all, but 31 guys with a smoke can and two riot shields is a pretty pathetic riot if that's what they were planning on doing. Well, that was the point. Another point that I talked to my sheriff buddy about last night when I asked him about that, he said the photo has all the guys on their knees, and they all look military style as far as just their appearance. They're all zip-tied up sitting there, and all of them still have the baklavas on their face, or the face mask on, pulled up. He goes, whenever you detain somebody, the first thing you do is identify who they are. You're not going to leave 31 guys zip-tied on a front lawn with all of their face masks on. The first thing you're going to do is pull their mask down and find out what their IDs are and identify who they are. Oh, or see any identifying markers. That's right. They all had long shirts on with long pants on, so you couldn't see any tattoos or identifying markers. No way to identify them, all wearing hats with masks on. You would never detain all those guys, leave them out there for a photo shoot, and then suddenly pack them in a paddy wagon with all their face mask on. The reason why they had face masks on is because they didn't want anybody getting photos of them and running them back through a database and find out they were all Fed boys. This is what they're going to keep doing with the fake news over and over and over again to try to paint the patriots that are standing up for truth, that don't want their children being indoctrinated, and that are continually wanting to have our freedoms and not giving them up. Now we've got 10 Republicans in the Senate now that are blatantly going along with this new gun bill that they want to put through. They've met an agreement. They've cut a gun control deal with Schumer. And, of course, it's the typical clowns. You got Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney and all these guys. I mean, just total cutouts. And now they want to have on there basically in the bill that the red flag gun law confiscation is now going to have federal taxpayer money grants given to the states that encourage them to confiscate more guns. Another one's a loophole bill for basically boyfriends or spouses, which there's already stuff on the books if you have assault charge and stuff like that, that you basically lose your gun rights until the charges are over with. They want to expand that, and they want to have a full enhanced expanded gun registration targeted at 18 to 20-year-olds. That's total, complete unconstitutional nonsense right there, and they're doing it specifically to get their foot in the door. Then they can come in and say, well, guess what? We have found out anybody under 25 really doesn't need a firearm either, so we got to do a 10-day background check. Like we're talking about here, like a 10-day background check with expanded federal database, and we need to make sure it's basically on a registration. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're just going to expand it further. Next, it'll be from 21 to 25. That's all they're trying to do with this. So, again, get a hold of your senators. Make sure that we're flooding them with emails right now, letting them know, A, none of these things have any reasoning whatsoever with the alleged shooting that was in Texas. So I don't understand why this is trying to be ramrodded through, because quite frankly, all three of the things they're pushing are already based on book laws that are already in there with statutes. All they're doing is expanding them and making them much more invasive, which is what they do every time with the gun laws. They push real hard with something real aggressive. Then they take about five steps back, but they always make one foot forward at least at the end of it. That's why I've said no more. Gun Owners of America, all the guys I've been reading the articles on, National Association for Gun Rights, nobody's in support of this. They have all said 100% make sure the stuff does not go through. That's why I wanted to get it out there and make sure people know this is not over. They're doing it behind the scenes to try to make sure they can slowly chip away at the firearm. Because, again, the only reason that a group of individuals want to fully disarm you is because they know you're going to shoot them for what they're going to do to you next. And that is a fact of life, and you can look at it on every single tyrannical group of individuals that have tried to take over another group throughout history, Dad. What do you think?
Well, you know, I read about that yesterday with Solzhenitsyn in his book on Gulag Archipelago. I talked about what they did, and these people were unarmed. That's why they did it, and that's what they always do. They've got the entities that run the planet, apparently when they're in their human form or they're in this dimension, they can get shot and get killed, and they don't want that. And they have to have an unarmed populace, and this is just what they've always done. The serfs back in the old days when the landholders and the lords and all the other people were ruling over them and they were just tenant farmers, they had little groups of soldiers that would basically enforce everything against these little people that were basically the servant farmers. And if they didn't do what was right, they would just kill them on the spot. They wouldn't get a trial. and they couldn't, the serfs, the peasants couldn't defend themselves because they weren't allowed to be armed. They did routine sweeps to make sure they didn't have arms or swords. Back then they were dealing with swords and bows and arrows, and they weren't allowed to have any of that stuff. Because if they had that stuff, they could say no. One more thing I'm going to add to this too. The children who are being infected with the three viruses at a time now, because they're saying COVID measures have worn down and their immune system have made them vulnerable to illnesses, especially only when caught in winter, the experts are warning. What we didn't mention on that is the fact that these children have also been vaccinated. They've received multiple shots at this point, which has drastically compromised their immune system, and they're sickly now because of what's happened. Then you throw the masks in on top of that and breathing in all that trash from the masks and keeping that trash inside of their lungs. These kids are ill, and they're coming down with all of these diseases now and all these viruses, some up to three viruses at a time, because their immune systems are compromised. They've been shut down, haven't been allowed to develop properly. Very important that we understand the eugenics part of this, of what they're doing as far as only one of themselves to be able to repopulate, and the whole thing they're doing as far as destroying the entire population of the planet. You know, with genocide, this is what we have here. And when you get this, and then you have democide, the destruction of the people by the government, all of this is part of what they're doing to us, and we just need to be aware of it and not go along with their unbelievably nefarious, horrible plans. Listen to the first part of the show again that I did about Romans. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Follow God. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, including stopping this mess, but we have to do it in aggregate. There's no other choice. We can't do it individually anymore. We have to tell the people the truth and tell our pastors the truth. Tell your pastors to listen to this show and ask them why they haven't preached this sermon. Ask them and tell them that. Say, look, why won't you do this? Why won't you talk about Romans? Why won't you go into detail like this? Find out why, and why they won't tie it together with current events. I love you guys. I had the opportunity to pray for you again today. You guys mean the world to me. I'll go off to finish it up, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I never have a problem, you know, talking to people all the time. I'm always talking to people all the time. I try to talk to people. I try to get information out there. Some people I've talked to are very open. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, over last weekend, Lan and I went to the beach for the weekend. And, you know, a bunch of guys I knew out there, a bunch of friends I know out there, even people that I'm acquaintance to. I talked to a bunch of people about a bunch of different stuff as far as with COVID, with government tyranny, with loss of freedoms, with the doggone perversion that we're seeing. Like, everybody was on point. We're all on the exact same page about everything. And it's because once you wake up, you can't come back from it anymore. Once you see it, you're like, okay, this is it. I know what's actually happening. And that's what I encourage people to do when it comes to nutrition, health, supplements, exercise. Once you know this is something that's really important to take care of your body, to keep your immune system strong, continue to exercise, continue to do it as best you possibly can. I really appreciate the support. Healthmasters.com, if you guys need anything at all, be sure to check out all the specials we have, including the organic food buckets and the meat buckets. In stock right now, shipping out every single day. If you guys need me, be sure to check them out, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.